Dictation for Mr. William Cox, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-C-O-X. William Cox is a gentleman. Date of birth 4/22/1977. Date of accident 9/25/2022. Date of service 12/5/2022. Mr. William Cox is a patient who is here for follow visit. He has been going to Dr. Jean Michaels for his medications. He has been provided 30 milligram of oxycodone from his family physician for prior issues, and hence we are not the provider of his opiates. He also goes to Macomb Medical and Wellness Center for his therapy. His MRI was done at Premier, and he reports that his pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and the back sometimes locks up. And his elbow on the right side is also painful, especially the olecranon and around surrounding area of tendons that are attached. He does wear ace bandage, and pain level is between 8 and 9. ADLs are affected 8. Patient reports no relief as of yet from all the treatment that are given to him. And in the system review, patient reports general activity, mood, walking ability, work, and enjoyment of life are affected 8. And system review, in neurology and psych, positive symptoms, headaches, dizziness, vertigo, weakness, and lack of concentration only. The patient denies any double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, and loss of memory, none of them. No anxiety, depression, panic is reported. Pain and numbness, patient has stiffness of the lower back, neck stiffness, and shoulder stiffness, and he complains of pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back with no radiation. Some pain in the elbow, olecranon process is reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems. Incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are oxycodone that he is getting from his physician. And substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is in full compliance with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is similar to the previous visit, which is 11-4-2022, dictation number 11-4-22. The dictation number is 1105-061. Please mention that. Also, the patient had an accident in 2017 where he had epidural injection 6 in the lumbar, 6 in the cervical time by Dr. Louis Redden. And physical therapy is going on at Max Rehab PT. And he does have a weakness of the right arm. Occasionally, he has dropped phone. And mostly, it is related to the tenderness and tendonitis of the right elbow area. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue all the medication that he is taking from his physician. In addition, patient is provided a physical therapy 3 times per week with neck, mid-back, lower back, and the right shoulder, right hand, and right elbow. And he is provided with the carpal therapy also with traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, home exercise. And the disability is provided for work disability, housework, and transportation help. He's continuing on naproxen, flexural, Voltaren gel, and Furoset as a medication, in addition to what he's taking from his physician. Thank you.